Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Kurt Walker. Batting second. The center fielder, Evar Swanson. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Stripp. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Hod Ford. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Leo DeRocher. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Gooch. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jackie May. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Jackie May. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Footsie Blair. Batting second. The third baseman, Woody English. Batting third. The right fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Danny Taylor. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Zach Taylor. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Clyde Beck. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Guy Bush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Guy Bush. And now, play ball. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Swanson moves to second. Two outs. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair strikes out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Swanson. English reaches second base with a double. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. English scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kyler. The throw from Gooch and he is safe. Kyler steals second. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeRocher fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Reds, 1, Cubs, 1. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo DeRocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRocher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeRocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck takes first base on ball 4. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Jackie May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards third. English fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp is 0 for 1 in the game. Stripp hits a ball on the ground towards third. English fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. English hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blair moves to third. English moves to second. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kyler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Swanson. Kyler reaches second base with a double. Blair scores. English scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kyler scores. It's 4-1, Cubs. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeRocher misplays the ball. That's an error on DeRocher. Wilson moves to third. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Taylor moves to third. It's 5-1, Cubs. Cy Johnson now pitching. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Gooch to DeRocher covering second. The throw back to home, and Taylor is out at the plate. Grimm moves to second. One out. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Beck takes first base on ball 4. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuccinello takes first base on ball 4. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Heilman strikes out. There goes Cuccinello. The throw from Taylor to Beck, and Cuccinello is out. Two outs. Hotford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeRocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. English is hit by the pitch. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Kyler takes first base on ball 4. English moves to second. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. DeRocher fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Leo DeRocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRocher is 0-for-1 in the game. DeRocher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0-for-1 in the game. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gooch for the out. Two outs. Cy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Grimm strikes out. One out. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Beck hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Swanson hits a fly ball into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp is 0-for-2 in the game. Stripp bunts towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 2 in the game. Bush strikes out. 1 out. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. English hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ford fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cuccinello hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Leo DeRocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRocher is 0 for 2 in the game. DeRocher hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Kyler is hit by the pitch. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stripp fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. 2 outs. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0 for 2 in the game. Gooch hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson who is chasing the ball. Gooch reaches third base with a triple. Pat Crawford pinch hits for Cy Johnson. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gooch scores. It's 5-2, Cubs. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Swanson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Crawford moves to second. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp is 0 for 3 in the game. Stripp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck throws to second for 1, and Blair throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Crawford scores. Stripp moves to second. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 5-3, Cubs. Tony Cucinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cucinello is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cucinello strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Ash now pitching. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Grimm strikes out. 1 out. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeRocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Red Lucas pinch hits for Hod Ford. Red Lucas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marty Callahan pinch hits for Leo DeRocher. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lucas moves to second. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Gooch hits a pop-up towards short. Beck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Clyde Sukeforth pinch hits for Ken Ash. Clyde Sukeforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sukeforth hits a fly ball into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Cincinnati Reds, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.